This episode is brought to you by Impossible Foods. When the world is telling you to eat less meat because it's bad for the environment and bad for your health, Impossible Foods wants you to eat more meat. Yes, that company that makes meat from plants, Impossible Foods. By creating delicious, nutrient-packed meat from plants that's better for the planet. Impossible lets you enjoy some of your favorite meaty products with a plant-based twist. Ground beef, home-style meatballs, sausage patties, and so much more. All made from plants. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Just a reminder that Diet Starts Tomorrow is a podcast for entertainment purposes only. It is not a medical podcast and does not constitute medical advice. Always seek the advice of a physician or a health professional. Betches Media presents
Diet Starts Tomorrow.
But I stand behind my decision to avoid salad and other disgusting things.
With hosts Remy Casimir.
I'll have what she's having.
And Emily Lubin.
Remember, chew like you'd have a secret.
We're here to amuse
your boosh.
Hello and welcome to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Emily.
And I'm Remy. And today we're talking all about joyful movement and non-workout workouts.
I can't wait. But first, I need to remind you guys that if you want to subscribe to Back for Seconds,
yes,
you should.
And now is the time.
Now is the time. Just go to subscribe.betches.com. The regular avenues that we were using for the subscription are no longer going to be working the same way. So you need to go there to get an updated subscription.
Okay, so let's get into these two things because they're like different, but they live in the same wheelhouse. I think we'll start with joyful movement because this is something that you brought up about intuitive eating.
I love joyful movement.
Okay.
It's one of my favorite things, and it completely reframed the way that I thought about exercise. I definitely mentioned this to you, and I think I talked about it on the podcast, but when I was first in eating disorder recovery, mm-hmm. I took like 2 years off of exercise altogether, mm-hmm. at least intentional exercise.
To like retrain your brain?
Yeah, because there was absolutely no part of it that brought me joy. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that some people listening to this can relate to that. Mm-hmm. There are times that you feel like working out is just a chore.
Yeah.
And a lot of people connect it to what they're eating. You know, like, for example, I ate a burger and fries, so now I need to go run 3
Work
miles.
It off. Yeah.
A lot of people have that association. And it's really a shame that we connect food with activity and that we combine the two so often.
And body image.
And body image.
Yeah.
They're two completely separate things, and they can have two completely different roles in your life. And that's not to say that, you know, there's not such a thing as fueling your body, like fueling your body for a workout. That's definitely a thing. Uh-huh. But I don't think you need to necessarily plan your workouts depending on how you're eating that day.
For
sure. I think your workouts should depend on how you physically feel and if you feel like that movement will make you feel good.
Yeah.
It took so long to reframe my way of thinking around that. Mm-hmm. I will read the official definition of joyful movement just everybody has it. I pulled it up right here.
I love that.
Joyful movement is a way of approaching physical activity that emphasizes pleasure, choice, flexibility, celebration, and intuition.
Okay. And are there like steps in intuitive eating? I think we need a professional on at some point, but is it numbered steps?
Yeah, there's 10 principles. And actually, one of the principles is exercise, but I've seen it worded a few different ways. I've seen it worded exercise hyphen feel the difference. I don't know why the hyphen is there. It could be an exclamation point. It's interchangeable.
Okay.
But that's just a grammar thing. I've seen it as movement rather than exercise. Mm-hmm. I've seen it a few different ways, but really it is about joyful movement, and the feel the difference part is feeling the difference between doing it as a punishment mm-hmm. versus doing it as a reward, essentially.
As like, how lucky am I to be able to do this?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So for you personally, you have shifted your mindset to appreciating movement for the sake of movement. So does that mean when you are weightlifting, you're just like, yay.
Yes.
Really?
Weightlifting was something that brought me out of that 2-year break.
Okay.
When I learned about weightlifting, it completely changed everything because weightlifting isn't really about burning as many calories as you possibly can. Can you burn a lot of calories by weightlifting?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But that's not what we're here to do.
No, I actually think, and I've talked to other, specifically women who weightlift, because mm-hmm. there's fewer of them generally than men who weightlift. Anybody who's been...
Now.
I mean, yeah. We need to start a revolution, yeah. though, because I really think, A, women need to weightlift to prove to themselves that they can do it, mm-hmm. that they're not going to turn into a male power lifter. Like, some women are scared that they're going to become the Hulk if yeah. they start weightlifting. Rarely happens. Unless you're working extremely hard and have goals to be mm-hmm. that muscular. But another thing is, we're just scared to go into that section of the gym because there are all these brutes in that section lifting things up and putting them down. We feel like people are judging us, and maybe sometimes they are, but who fucking cares?
But how do you get from that to this is joyful?
I think you start small. At least this is what I did. And I learned weightlifting from my boyfriend. So it helps if you have a boyfriend who's into weightlifting.
Or a friend.
Or a personal trainer, yeah. I suppose. You could say, I'm interested in learning the fundamentals of weightlifting. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, you can also go on YouTube. You can watch beginner tutorials. There's lots of different ways you can do it. But it helps to have somebody there to show you.
I think I mean, how do you make that joyful as opposed, you know, like, you can learn all the techniques.
Yeah, so I think starting small and then it quickly becomes joyful. Or at least it did for me, because you start to be so surprised by how much you can lift and how much progress mm-hmm. you can make in a short amount of time.
Yeah.
I mean, before I started weightlifting, there's no way that I would have thought that I could lift above my body weight.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. The idea of that is crazy. But when you're in the moment and the adrenaline is pumping and you're lifting like 250 pounds with a squat, there's no more powerful feeling.
And that's wild.
It's just really fun.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's painful. Like, I'm not going to sit here and act like the entire time I'm doing it, I have a huge grin on my face, you know? Mm-hmm. But the act of accomplishing small goals and realizing that you're so much stronger than you thought you were, that's the fun part for me.
Yeah. See, I don't know if I'm good enough to even seek a goal yet. You know what I mean? I think I'm just at the stage where it's like moving for movement's sake. But we had a lot of listeners submitted movement that brings them joy. Walking in the sun and hiking. That's great.
I relate to that because sometimes I forget how important vitamin D is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can spend days and days inside. And then when I go outside, I'm like, oh, wow, I wasn't depressed. I just needed sun.
In a cave.
Mm-hmm.
Dancing to disco music like no one's watching dancing at parties. We've talked about the benefits of dance. Mm-hmm. And like, again, there are no, like, not that your progress is whatever, but there is no progress when you're dancing. It's just like,
yeah.
I'm dancing.
Yeah.
I'm having fun. I can take a break. I can go back to the dance floor.
Totally.
Stretching and yoga.
Yeah.
That's good for
and,
you.
And that and yoga and stretching have a lot of other benefits. You know, mm-hmm. mindfulness mm-hmm. is one of them. And also just like it physically feels good. It's therapeutic.
I like love a good stretch.
Yeah.
So much.
Sometimes I hate it, though. Do you know what I mean? Like, sometimes it's really painful when you're in a stretch.
Yeah.
And you really need to force yourself.
But actually, I mean, like, once you're in it and it's like good, you know, when like you like sink down and you're like in a little butterfly pose,
when you finally
you put your head
like
down
release
and your hips release.
Yes.
Yeah, it's amazing. Hula hooping or rollerblading.
I go to Prospect Park sometimes mm-hmm. and I see a group of women. I think it might be an official class mm-hmm. or maybe it's just a group of women that like to gather in the park. Hula hooping for exercise.
I love that.
It looks so fun. I can't keep a hula hoop going for longer than 2.5 seconds, but.
Really?
Yeah, I've never been good at it.
Oh my.
See, my hips lie.
I love to hoop.
You love to hoop?
I love to hoop. I used to sit out of every gym class, but then when the hoops came out, I was like, let me show you what I can do.
Did they have the hula hooping?
Put them on my hands.
Oh, wow.
Put it on my neck.
Yeah, I would always put it on my wrist and be like, look.
All the way down.
No way.
Bring it up. Yeah.
You can go all the way down and then all the way up?
When I was little, yeah. I haven't tried in a while, but.
Okay, I need a TikTok stat. I need you to try the stuff that you did when you were little.
This one also said swimming, like non-competitive swimming, mm-hmm. wading. Such joyful movement.
This past weekend, I went, my sister just joined a beach club for mm-hmm. the summer. And it's so cute. It looks straight out of the 50s. Mm-hmm. I'm obsessed with it. But I took my nephews there. And I used to be the kind of kid that like you could not get me out of the pool. Uh-huh. By the time you got me out of the pool, the sun was setting. It was probably thundering. My entire body was pruned.
Your hair is green.
Yeah. And as an adult, I don't really spend that much time in the pool anymore because unless I'm swimming laps or something, but I feel like I need to swim laps if I'm in there, and that gets tiresome.
Yeah.
I was in the pool with my nephews, and we were playing Marco Polo. We were playing sharks and minnows. Mm-hmm. We were just straight up playing in the pool, and it made me remember how much fun I used to have just playing in the pool.
Yeah.
And
handstands.
Handstands, little backflips.
Mm-hmm. Jumping off of your...
Oh, I did
friends
a dive.
Okay. Boyfriend.
I
or
did
sister.
A dive off the diving board, and my entire bathing suit bottom came off.
That'll happen.
And nobody saw. At least I don't think anyone saw. Mm-hmm. But wow, I don't know if it was the speed or the velocity. Maybe
that
was, it was.
That
was probably
joyful
the velocity
movement for someone else.
Truly. But at the end of the day, you're so tired.
Yeah.
And you didn't feel like you were busting your ass trying to work out in the yeah. pool. You just felt like you were playing, but. But you're always so tired at the end of the day. And that's exactly how I felt. And it was a really, I almost cried.
That.
Yeah. It was a beautiful feeling.
Remember, you're also tired from the sun.
True.
But yeah, swimming is great, especially when it's like low pressure. For some reason, I always thought if you were swimming, you had to be doing laps and stuff.
Yeah, same.
And I cannot swim in a straight line underwater. So that was never going to be a thing for me. So I was like, oh, I might as well not get in the pool. And it's like, no, like you can still wade around. You can do your doggy style.
Doggy style.
Or what is it? Doggy paddle.
Doggy paddle.
Sorry,
I mean,
guys.
You can do doggy style in the pool. if that's your thing.
If nobody else is in the pool and the pool belongs to you.
Sure.
Jumping on a trampoline.
Yes. My landlords used to have a trampoline. They fucking got rid of it. And I'm so upset
about it. Annoying of them.
But yeah, I actually did. I was spending a lot of time jumping on their trampoline. Maybe that's why they got rid of it.
It's exhausting.
It's so tiring.
Yeah.
But it's great if you have a little basketball hoop. Speaking of hooping, if you have a little basketball hoop, which my landlords did on the trampoline.
What?
Oh, yeah. And then you can like get air and dunk.
How big is this trampoline?
It wasn't huge, but it was big enough for like 3 or 4 people to jump on.
And a basketball hoop?
Yeah, like a little mini one.
It's attached to it?
It was attached to the top of it. Yeah, it had a little net around it with a basketball hoop.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Very fun.
Yeah, but really any type of trampoline. The little ones, the big ones. I like when they have a thing around them, like a net.
Yeah, that's what ours had.
In case you fall off.
Mm-hmm. It's important.
Yeah. Somebody put pickleball.
I want to try.
I've never tried. Yeah.
I bought a set. I bought rackets, but I've never done it. This was 2 years ago that I bought it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a goal. It's a long-standing goal.
Yeah.
Do you know why? Because I've played tennis before.
Mm-hmm.
And I suck at it because I just don't like the running back and forth for seemingly no reason.
Same.
I can't do it. It's meaningless to me. Mm. All the running back and forth, trying to get that ball. So pickleball, I feel like I could actually get into because the court is like a fourth the size.
It's very small. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good on the knees. It's good for older people. My mom's been trying to get me involved with it. I also don't like running in tennis. And you know what my dad used to tell me? If you place the ball better and you make them run, you never have to run.
Oh, yeah. But that requires being good at the sport,
yeah,
which
well.
I'm not.
Fair. This is something that we've already tried, boxing.
Mm-hmm.
It's
very
a great
fun.
Stress relief.
Yeah.
It's totally joyful punching.
Joyful punching. That's mm-hmm. the 11th principle of mm-hmm. intuitive eating. This episode is brought to you by Azo. The Azo brand wants the world to stop treating women's health like a dirty word. Because the reality is, UTIs, yeast infections, and bladder control issues are common among women. But dealing with them is an uncommon act that many women are skittish about due to judgment, shame, and inaction. The Azo brand offers probiotics, prebiotics, and vaginal suppositories that help keep your vaginal health in check every day. Like Azo Complete Feminine Balance, designed with a clinically studied probiotic blend that helps restore natural balance of good bacteria. Also, Azo Boric Acid suppositories support and help with vaginal odor control. And Azo Dual Protection provides extra protection from the common cycle of urinary and vaginal issues. Everyday things like stress, your cycle, sex, and certain medications like antibiotics or the pill can disrupt your vaginal microbiome, allowing unfriendly bacteria to impact pH or extra yeast to grow. Guys, you shouldn't feel ashamed. Azo's got you covered. I'm a big fan of Azo. I actually keep it in my bathroom now because the last thing you want to do when you have a UTI is to run out to the pharmacy. So keep it stocked at home like I do and you never have to worry about it. I cannot recommend it enough. And you can save 20% now with promo code BETCHES on AZOPRODUCTS.com. Don't know which product you need? Take the quiz to learn more. Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun, but the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly it's my sinuses that get so clogged and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
These are all really great activities, but they all still like kind of fall into the sports or workout category. And yeah. So this week I've been thinking about non-workout workouts, which is stuff that is straight up not a workout, but you feel very tired afterwards. You're either sweating or like your back hurts or you're sore for some reason. My favorite one is rearranging my room.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about this because when you rearrange your room, we kind of discussed this. You put all the unkempt stuff on the bed.
Well, that's when I clean my room.
What's the difference between cleaning your room and rearranging?
Rearranging is making a whole new layout.
Oh, so you're moving furniture.
Yeah.
How many times have you done this?
I mean, I did it once this year, but it was mostly like a thing I would do when I was little to kind of just like change
to feel like
the
you
simulation
had
and feel like I had some autonomy.
That is so interesting.
I'll move stuff around at Ben's house sometimes. Or if somebody is moving, I always offer to help because it's movement that like I do not mind. I love seeing an aesthetic like finish.
Yeah.
You know, so just rearranging and making something like with a goal in mind that has nothing to do with my body. It just has to do with like what the house is going to look like after.
Right. And you get that payoff at the end by seeing your brand new apartment.
Yeah.
Quote unquote.
Yeah.
I'm so the opposite. I hate manual labor.
I love manual labor.
Is it
like, don't hold me to that ask me to do everything for you. But
you get like 72 DMs. Can you help me move next weekend?
Yeah.
No, I'm the opposite. I will never help you move. I would prefer to pay for movers for you.
Oh, even if I'm paying movers, I'm helping them.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that is fascinating. That's fascinating. I've never asked somebody to help me move. I've never offered to help someone move.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no.
Well, you're a little sister. Like, I have sister, so I've move her into college all the time. If she ever got a new apartment, I would help her out with that.
You know? You probably derive joy from, like, helping people do those necessary tasks.
Yeah, a lot of people also said that their favorite non-workout workout was cleaning around the house.
Yeah.
You move and you get to clean your home. I will add on to this just because we're talking about rearranging and cleaning or whatever, moving in. I love building stuff.
Oh, see, I can't. I've never built an IKEA piece really? Of furniture. Never.
Oh, my God. I think it's so fun. It passes the time, especially like if you're like with a friend or something like that. Like, it's a fun little puzzle that, again, turns into something pretty that you can use.
Yeah. Did you like doing Kinex and Legos and stuff like that when you were younger? Lincoln Logs, like that?
Can you believe?
Huh.
Yeah.
Because that's what IKEA is. It's like grown-up Lincoln Logs.
You know what? I liked dollhouses. So it's more...
Okay, sure.
It was just... Yeah. I like putting furniture places.
All right.
It's my thing. Somebody said, or a bunch of people said, that their favorite non-workout workout is playing with or walking their dog.
I'm so happy that you guys brought this up.
Yeah.
Because I actually wrote this down. I said, if you're the type of person who wants to trick yourself into moving more, mm-hmm. get a dog or have a baby. But a dog is a little bit more attainable, you know, mm-hmm. like you can just do that.
Yes. Chasing children, an afternoon with your nephews or nieces or nibblings, like
anyone
who's small, they uh-huh. move so fast.
They just have boundless energy. And by the way, when I went to the beach, not only did we play in the pool, we built this major, it wasn't really a sandcastle. It was more like a mountain with a moat around it mm-hmm. and a wall. It lasted all fucking day. This was an ironclad sand sculpture. But that was a workout. That was a workout because I was
making
squatting.
A sand sculpture.
Yes. Digging with shovels, mm-hmm. patting down the
transporting
sand.
Water in buckets.
Oh, yeah. Like
the original workout, dare I say, transporting water in buckets.
Yes. That's in the olden days. Mm-hmm. That's how people would get the arm workout. Mm-hmm. That's what arm day was.
Yeah.
Back in the day. But I can't believe that these boys have so much energy that they don't need to take breaks, because I would. You know, be so out of breath and say, okay, I just need to go lie down for 5 minutes. And they would get mad at me. Like, I wasn't busting my ass for their sandcastle.
Yeah, I accidentally made a game with my nephew where I would, like, pick him up and run with him as if
great.
He was a superhero.
Uh-huh.
And my brother looked at me like, you have made the biggest error. Like, he's going to ask for this forever. And he does.
And if you say no, he will cry.
Right. But my arms are so strong now.
Yeah. It was a blessing in disguise.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, getting a dog will make you more active than you even realize. Because, I mean, I have to take my dog out at least 3 times a day, mm-hmm. sometimes 4. And we're out for a half an hour at a time.
It's getting you out of the house more than you normally would.
Yeah, that's 2 hours that I'm spending outside and walking, even though, you know, it's not speed walking or anything like that, but you would be surprised. Also, taking your dog to the park, great way to tire them out, but also you. When we come back from the park, we just collapse on the sofa and mm-hmm. don't get up for 12 hours. So, yeah, if you want to, like, if you're just not that self-motivated and you want to trick yourself into being more active, a dog is a great way to go.
But be able to take care of a dog. Don't just get it for workout.
Yeah. And, like, have the love in your heart to take care of that dog and give it a good life. But also there are benefits for you, too.
This requires less love, but also cooking needs to be done with love, apparently. Somebody said baking bread.
Oh, kneading dough.
Yes. They said, have you ever tried kneading a big batch of dough for 10 minutes? It's harder than arm day at the gym. Agree.
Wait, you're so right, because I've had to braid challah before, uh-huh. and that shit is exhausting.
It's like lifting those heavy ropes at the gym.
Yeah, it is kind of. It's the same
three
motion.
Three of them.
Yes. Great tip. But yeah, I have baked challah, and that was a big workout. But I haven't baked bread in like 10 years. Everybody was doing it over the pandemic, like that was something that people got into.
I never started my starter.
Did you get a starter?
No.
No. Yeah, I didn't either. We made banana bread one day, but that's not the same as bread.
Yeah, but also if we're talking about kneading stuff, and children, Play-Doh.
Play-Doh.
Equally as tough to knead.
My nemesis.
Oh.
Play-Doh.
Why?
It gets fucking everywhere.
Okay.
I it's so funny. There are like a lot of things that I don't have any opinion on, but children's toys, I have so many opinions.
All right.
Like when I have kids, they're not getting Legos.
Why?
I know. I know. But I can't deal with all the tiny pieces everywhere. I can't do it.
It's part of it.
It's part of it. You miss one. Like if you get one of those kits and you miss one piece, mm-hmm. you lose one piece and you can't find it. You're fucked. You can't build that.
What?
Star Wars.
If you're doing something that specific. But yes. Most kids are just building like a ugly little thing that you're, you know.
No, but also, but that's not the only reason.
No offense to the kids in my life, but the shit you make is disgusting.
It's fucking ugly. It's fucking ugly. No. So definitely no kits. You're right. Maybe I would get the regular bricks and you could mix and match them. But even those, I just don't like shit all over my house that I'm going to step on, that the dog is going to pick up.
That's children. That's children.
Wait a second. Maybe I just don't want kids.
Like literally, and I've had this thought too. I know this is a tangent, but I used to think, what is the point of me becoming a clean person, having a clean house, if one day I'm going to have children that are going to mess it up?
Yeah. Well, did you see Julia Fox's TikTok with her house tour? I think
a few months ago.
It's probably from like a year ago at this point. Yeah. But that made me feel so seen, especially growing up with a single mom. Like the house is not perfect. Like the
house. How do you expect yours to be?
I can have toys all over the place, just not tiny little pieces of Play-Doh that are dried and stuck to the walls. Not, you know. We're going to have sensible toys.
Moms, write in.
Mamas, let me know how you feel about this issue.
Okay, so back to non-workout workouts. One listener response I am obsessed with, it is the everything shower, specifically in the summer. Because the everything shower, as we know, is you're washing everything. You're washing your hair.
And shaving.
And you're washing your body and you're shaving everything, which means you're getting into different poses.
Oh, yeah.
It's yoga, but it's in the shower.
It kind of is yoga.
And I'm always like exhausted from my everything shower. Uh-huh. I usually need like a shower after the shower.
I was just going to say that. Aren't you so sweaty afterwards?
Yeah.
It's like I need a vacation from my vacation. Yeah. I need a shower from my shower.
Yeah. And then additionally, somebody said like blow drying your hair.
Horrible.
Best arm workout in the world.
Like doing the back of your head.
Mm-hmm.
That kills.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but actually, now that you mention it, I do kind of feel like jacked afterwards.
Oh, I feel so jacked, except for only in one arm. So if you're gonna do the blow dry, try to switch it up with both hands.
Yeah, switch up, and then you'll be ambidextrous, which will help you in other facets of life. This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Looking for a specific item after Target was rearranged. Slash shopping and thrifting.
No, but truly shopping, as Carrie Bradshaw would say, shopping is my cardio. Mm-hmm. You don't realize walking around the mall or walking around, you know, a cute little town or walking around the city. Mm-hmm. You don't realize how many steps. I mean, you could log like 25,000 steps in one day.
Trying things on and taking them off. That's burpees.
Truly. Truly. No, yeah, I think shopping needs to be recognized mm-hmm. as an official
also
workout.
Including thrifting. It just gives me that mental image of, you know, when you have to move the whole mm-hmm. thing mm-hmm. and you're like, oh.
Yeah. Oh, do you grunt? I actually grunt. It's kind of like I'm playing tennis when I do that. Mm. I thrift like no one's watching and I do go like, and it helps me move the racks.
Mm-hmm.
And then like moving each individual mm-hmm. hanger. Totally. And trying things on.
Tiny flicks.
Little tiny flicks.
That's like the model fit version. There's like the full weightlifting and then there's like.
Yeah, tiny movements for tiny muscles.
This person said yard work and gardening.
Absolutely.
Amazing workout.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's something for me. My favorite yard work or whatever is weeding.
Okay.
Just like getting weeds or whatever. Like
Pulling weeds.
After work, you're going to have a beautifully weeded place, but also you're going to be so tired.
Little story time. My great aunt Nina lived to be 100 years old. And what kept her in shape the last, I want to say like 15 years of her life, gardening.
Mm-hmm.
She would be gardening all the time, tending to her garden.
Mm-hmm.
She lived in South Carolina and she lived to be 100 years old. So just food
amazing.
For thought.
And mowing the lawn, I think, is in step with that. You are outside, you're walking around, you're pushing this thing.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
They have like a thing at the gym too that like kind of is similar where it's like you like have to like push something.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I've never used it, but I've seen people using it.
But at the end, no cut grass smell.
Yeah, so does it really count?
No.
Are you getting that sweet reward at the end?
Yeah, I like to be rewarded during my non-workout workouts.
I'm getting that sense.
Yeah. This one says, walking to meals with friends so you can chat on the way.
Yeah, totally.
Totally not a workout, totally fun.
Yeah, like any opportunity that you have to walk instead of taking public transportation, if you're able to do that, it really adds a lot to your life. I really mm-hmm. actually believe in it a lot.
Mm-hmm. I used to do this thing and I still do it with my friend. She lives out of town now, but whenever she's in town, we're always like, oh, should we meet up and like have lunch or whatever? And then we go, no, let's go on a sneaker walk.
Oh.
We've been calling it a sneaker walk for the longest time. It's very redundant. But it just means
what else?
We're wearing sneakers for this walk.
It kind of means like we're serious about the walking.
Yeah, we're going to be walking for a while. We're going to be catching up. And yeah, she lives out of town. And the last time she was here, I was like, let's sneaker walk. And we sneaker walked all through Central Park and we caught up on our.
Lovely. Our and you lives. Don't realize how much you're walking.
Yeah.
I feel like when the hot girl walk was
mm-hmm.
branded.
Patented.
Yeah. That's kind of a similar idea. It's like we're basically rebranding walking to make it into this fun thing. But really, it's walking. And we all know walking is great.
Right. And if you're going to be walking, you might as well put your sneakers on because your ankles hurt when they're not on.
Yeah, totally.
You get shin splints.
And sneakers are cute. I mean, I see people wearing really cute outfits now with really heinous, ugly sneakers, and that's fashion. So
my favorite thing is to see other people with Hokas and being like, hey.
Hey, Hoka.
You and me?
Does anybody care when you do
they
that?
They always care.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
A friend of mine, her mom has always worn very geriatric shoes. Like she was a big fan of the Fit Flop.
What is that?
You don't know Fit Flops?
Uh-uh.
They're these really chunky flip flops that were supposed to like be good for your leg muscles.
Are they Skechers?
No, it's a brand. Fit Flop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They had like a moment. They had 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And they still exist, but they had, you know, everybody went crazy for them for mm-hmm. like a very short period of time. So she was really into Fit Flops. And then she actually got Hokas kind of before they caught on. And we made fun of her relentlessly.
I think that's why like, I love the solidarity because everybody thinks that they're like for losers. And so when you see a fellow loser, we're like, hell yeah.
Yeah. We're all losers. And therefore, none of us are losers.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Those shoes, though, reminded me. Do you remember those shoes that used to make it feel like you were walking on the beach?
No.
I don't even know if they were our generation or like my mom just told me about them, but there used to be a shoe that like it had like a lifted foot or like a lifted toe area.
Okay.
So you would get the results of walking on a beach, but you'd be like wearing these shoes.
Oh, for the purpose of working out your legs a little bit?
Strengthening your legs, yeah. Which, if those still exist, amazing. But also, how joyful of a movement is just walking on the beach?
I love walking on the beach.
Yeah.
It's always a good time. Except when
a non-workout workout.
A non-workout workout. Except when the beach is littered with shells and stuff and your feet get all cut up and you just want to die.
Well, then you need a water shoe.
True. Or Teva sandals. I'm a big fan. Speaking of losery shoes.
This one was very common. It was carrying groceries from my car to my second story apartment with no elevator.
Yeah, try not having a car. No. Try going to Trader Joe's in the heart of Manhattan and then having to schlep that shit all the way back to South Brooklyn.
The grocery schlep is real.
It's a workout. It's even a non-workout workout.
Even if it's one block. Like, my grocery store is literally one block behind my house, and it's down a hill. And that hill is murder to me.
Oh, is it a steep hill?
Yeah. I mean, as far as hills go in the city, it's not San Fran.
Well, so if you're carrying groceries, it's going to feel more intense anyway.
Right.
Is that your preferred grocery store, though, or do you like to go to a further one if you can?
I would never do that.
Really?
I would never do that.
Because, like, I have a Key Food that's a block away, and I'll go there. Like, I go there pretty much, like, every other day.
Mm-hmm.
But if I want my Trader Joe's shit, it's a whole outing. It's like a whole day.
Mm-hmm. It's an even bigger non-workout workout.
Exactly.
This one was my favorite response for non-workout workout. What's your favorite?
Sex. Shocker. Shocking that would be your favorite. I mean, it's a great workout, but sometimes it's really not a workout.
It depends if you are the pumper. You know, like, it depends what position you're in.
If you're a top or a bottom.
If you are riding, that is a workout.
That's a crazy workout.
If you are pumping, that is a workout. Sometimes I will look at Ben, I'll be like, God bless you. Like,
pumping is a workout. You're basically in
a plank.
A push-up. Yeah, a plank. But I will say that I do think for a woman, being on top is way more of a workout because you're using your core.
How could you say that if you've never been the
other
one?
Well, because, you know, I've done a plank before and I...
Have you done it while thrusting?
Good question. No, but I think I'm right about this.
I want to see a TikTok about that. No.
I really think I'm right about this. Like, being upright and going up and down and using your core and your legs at the same time, I do think that's harder than leaning on your hands. And whatever. You know what? Anybody who's done both.
Yeah. If you've done both.
Write in.
Somebody who's used a strap. Somebody who's ridden. Let us know.
My strap-on ladies. Get at me. There was one that we didn't touch on that I think so many people do.
Yeah.
Putting on a song and dancing alone in my room. Also dancing at weddings. Totally. I'm so sweaty when I go to a wedding.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm always
dancing. People love to dance.
Yeah, I mean, dancing's great. Dancing by yourself in your room, it's great because you can look like a total moron and nobody will ever know. Dancing at weddings is fun too because I feel like everybody, the more you let loose, it kind of feeds the vibe of the wedding. It kind of like gives some energy back to the room. I'm always the one who's like trying to mosh at the wedding. Like I always... If there's like a live band, I always end up like jumping up and down, like front and center, trying to make eye contact with the lead singer. And I don't know why I always do this. I think I get bored at weddings. But that's like going to concerts. That's a workout too.
Concerts are a workout.
Like
anything
where there's a live music situation where you're like jumping and on your feet for hours, like that's a workout.
Yeah. I went to a Kendrick Lamar concert once and I thought that there would be seats and there were not. It was the best workout of my life.
Wow. So it was all general admission?
It was all standing space, which, great. It just means I probably should have worn sneakers.
I've been to a lot of standing concerts, and one time my dad took me to a Bob Dylan concert, and it was pouring the entire time, and we're all holding umbrellas, and that, at the end of the night, my arms were killing me because I kept switching off holding the umbrella.
Holding umbrellas.
But I never thought of it as a workout.
Non-workout workout.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Another one is drumming, or like, you know, any kind of like playing music that, like, I just specifically think of drumming as like requires, a full body workout.
Right. I mean, that requires that you have talent, or at least some knowledge of how to play the drums. But
yeah.
But yeah, but you're right. I always thought that about the flute because my sister played the flute when we were growing up. You have to hold that and like keep your arm up for a really long time. Now I know why people opted for clarinet.
Why? Because clarinet, you can let
you kind of
stay low.
Mm-hmm. I just feel like your arms get way less tired.
Mm-hmm.
But the flute, there's something about the flute that's a little more, I don't know, like elegant or something. Like there's something about the flute that it's a very elegant instrument.
Lizzo.
Oh, truly. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. So these are all really great ways that you might happen to be working out without knowing that you even are working out. If you're already doing them, hooray. Bask in it. If you want to add one of these in, do that. So fun. If you don't want to blow dry your hair, teach your boyfriend how to do it.
Oh, great tip.
Huge hack.
No, but another thing that I wanted to add is, if none of these are your speed, if you are the type of person that's like, honestly, I would rather just take 45 minutes, go to the gym, do my workout, do my sprints, whatever it is, and then come back, sit on my couch the whole rest of the day, and that's what you like to do, that's great too.
Totally.
This is more for people who feel burnt out or just, you know, they get tired of making an effort to work out.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that a lot. I've actually been working out way less.
Mm-hmm.
But since I've gotten the dog and I've been doing workout classes and other things, it's a nice way to switch it up.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that includes going to the beach and playing in the pool. You know, I'm like kind of rediscovering other ways that I like to move.
Oh, I think we would be remiss if we left out Aliza's. Our former producer submitted one that is so fucking funny, and it is changing the comforter.
Like, the duvet.
Changing the duvet.
And changing the fitted sheet.
And changing the fitted sheet as well.
That, I break a sweat every time.
Huge workout.
Yeah, I wonder if you wanted to actually turn that into a real workout, you could like fuck it up on purpose. Like, you know when you put the fitted sheet on and you realize that you actually went horizontal instead of vertical, and then you have to redo the whole thing?
Every time.
I always do it, but you could do it on purpose.
You could fuck it up on purpose.
You know? And then that's basically a 20-minute workout right there.
Yeah, so a lot of these things I think are really good just because they don't ever get into you. You don't ever get into the headspace of, okay, it's time to work out. Okay, why am I doing this? Because I want to change my body in some way. I'm not happy with my body. This is like, no, I'm not happy with how my room looks. So I'm going to fix that.
And I'm working toward improving my life in a way that feels immediate. Like working out can be hard sometimes because
you don't see results.
Yeah, and you don't feel those benefits. You know, you don't feel like you have more energy. If anything, when you first start, you could feel like you have less energy or it takes some adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
This way, there is a separate motivation that's getting you there. Yeah. And that's cool. I love just finding little ways to trick myself into doing adult things.
You gotta trick yourself.
You have to.
So we have a little scoop du jour that I found that falls in line with a bunch of this stuff. And the reason why I don't want to do a ton of workouts is because I'm still struggling with a lot of body dysmorphia and issues with that. And there was a TikTok that I found that described body dysmorphia in a way that I have never heard it before and is so much more accurate than the stuff that we've been like fed this whole time. Basically, to summarize, the creator was saying that body dysmorphia is always talked about as like you look in the mirror and you see someone like so much bigger. And I've always been like, okay, well, that's not what I have. Like I'm very aware of my body.
You're
actually
not delusional.
I don't think
it.
I'm wrong about what I look like. And she explained that body dysmorphia is actually much more similar to dissociation disorder. where you hyperfixate on parts of your body without the rest of your body in the frame, making it easier to warp and morph what these parts look like in your brain. So you might look at other people's body as a whole person, but then you compare your warped vision of one part of their body to that full picture.
Yeah.
And that is something I dissect everything. When they said a leg, I said, which one?
Uh-huh. You know, like, Yeah. And then you're like reading into, well, I have a scar on this knee that looks like a vagina, yeah. but the other one was bent a weird way. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
No, it's so true. I loved this TikTok and I relate to it a lot actually, because something that happens to me, and I haven't been able to like really explain it well, not as well as the woman in this TikTok did. I will like look at my legs and I will think that they're big, but then I'll see another person or I'll sit next to somebody on the train and they will have legs that I think look just like mine, but then I'll look at them next to each other and they're actually not the same size at all. Like you're so zoomed in to certain parts of your body that it distorts your perception of what your body looks like
Correct.
In general.
Yeah.
And she just did such a good job of explaining that.
Yeah. It's true. I don't see myself as like a whole person. Mm-hmm. And I am a victim of the zoom on myself, you know, like where I'll be like, not everything looks perfect. So the whole thing is fucked.
Yep. That is so true. So like if somebody takes a picture of you, would you zoom in and
or
be like,
even like in real life, even I'm looking at myself in the mirror, I'm like, okay, good issue.
Do you know what's funny? I've always despised my belly button.
Okay, go off.
And I just fucking hate it. It's just a really dumb looking belly button.
Okay.
It looks like a frowny face. Essentially. Aww. Like it's really small and really deep and it has downturned corners. So like if you put little eyes above
it's a Kate Winslet smile.
Yes! That's what it is. I need to get a caricature artist to draw Kate Winslet on my midsection. But
your belly button.
I've had the actual thought before that if my belly button looked different, nothing else, just my belly button, my whole body would look different.
Have I told you about my armpits?
No.
Exactly. It's I have the same thing, but I'm like, oh my God, my armpits, they don't cave in enough. What?
Oh, like you want concave
pits. I want
them
more scooped. Yeah.
And it's like, is anybody really noticing that?
No. They will now. But
right. Yeah. And everyone's zooming in on my belly button now.
No, I feel bad pointing these things out because then people are like, I never thought of that. You know, like I never thought to be insecure about armpits or like, and I'm not saying do, I'm saying this is a thing that's a little messed up with us.
Nobody gives a fuck what your belly button looks like, and it's crazy that I've actually googled like reconstructive surgery for how to change the shape of my belly button. Like why would I waste money on that?
Have I told you about my tongue?
No. No. What's up with your tongue?
Okay, so I have a thing called a scrotal tongue.
Shut up. That is not the name.
It is the name.
Because it looks like a scrotum?
It looks like a sack. Yeah.
Let me see. Oh my God. Okay. So there's a
it's
line
super
down the
veiny
middle.
And groovy and it looks like a brain too.
It's the underside though. Like how did...
No, it's not.
Oh, I thought you were flipping your tongue up.
Mm-mm.
So this is the top of your tongue and it looks like two little testicles.
Uh-huh.
It actually kind of looks like my dog's testicles.
Oh, nice.
Like, because they're really tiny.
Wait, I don't know if you're seeing. It looks like testicles because of the consistency.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I see it.
Yeah.
Everybody weigh in.
No, but.
How did you discover this?
Because I look at myself so closely, so closely.
So you would like stare in the mirror, stick out your tongue and observe the grooves in your tongue?
Well, it goes hand in hand with the armpits because when we were growing up, that pose where you put one arm up behind your head and you stick your tongue out was very popular. I couldn't do that. Flat armpits, scrotal tongue.
Oh, yeah. You're like, no, danger.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
I'm scared. But yeah, no, I don't think most people would notice those things. Those are little things that we think about.
Yeah, and nobody cares about my belly button. But listen, I mean, after I graduated college, I got drunk one night and I went to St. Mark's and I got my belly button pierced, which is so embarrassing. That's like...
Why?
Because it was like years. It was like a few years after college. And I just feel like that's something that you do on spring break in high school.
Some people bloom late, Emily.
That's true. And I guess I, whatever. I was wasted. I don't remember getting it done.
Yeah.
But I remember waking up the next day and being like, wait, was that a dream? Because I couldn't see the ball. My stomach swallowed it.
What?
Because my belly button is like that. So the ball's in here,
uh-huh.
And you know, if I was bent over, you couldn't see it at all.
But that's fun.
Do you think?
I think so. It's like a secret. Oh,
I took it out immediately. I was like, this looks stupid. Like I don't look like one of those hot girls with those oval shaped belly buttons.
Right. Right.
Sometimes I stand there, I stretch out my belly button to make it like an oval.
And you imagine?
I imagine. And I'm like, wow. Think about my what could whole be. Life would be different.
Yeah.
If I had an oval shaped navel.
Yeah.
My whole life. I would be married to an NBA basketball player.
Listen, probably. Andy, if you're listening, never buy this girl belly button surgery.
Unless I beg.
But then she'll leave you.
That's true. I'll find somebody who appreciates me for my new belly button.
No, but you should love your belly button.
Yeah, I know.
Or just try to feel neutral about it. Like,
yeah.
I don't need to have amazing armpits. I don't need to have an amazing tongue. These are very negligible things about our bodies.
100%. And I am being a little bit facetious just to make it clear to everyone. Like, I am working towards being neutral about my belly button.
Yeah.
Sometimes if I see a photo of myself, like, in a bathing suit, I'm like, I don't really like that. But listen, that's normal. Mm-hmm. It's an unrealistic goal to try to feel great about every part of your body.
Yeah.
You just want to get to a point where you're like, yeah, that it is what it is.
Yeah. And
that
so
really is kind of how I feel. I'm right. Not getting reconstructive surgery.
I was going to say, I looked into if there's something you can do about the tongue. There isn't.
Yeah, I feel I feel like if there was, there's so many nerves in your tongue. Literally,
it would fuck with my taste buds and like food is such an important part of my life.
You wouldn't be able to enjoy a good meal anymore, probably.
Agreed.
And that's not worth it.
Agreed. So yeah, if you guys were thinking about body dysmorphia as just like you look in the mirror and you see a bigger person and you were like, well, then I must not have that. Like, it's actually something very different. And I'm happy that we have this explanation because it made me feel much more seen.
Yeah. Yeah. And another thing to keep in mind that we've touched on before is like you could feel great about your body one day and the next day you're like, oh, wow, my stomach is convex. Like body dysmorphia isn't like a chronic condition where like you feel the same way about your body every day. Mm. It's very dependent on your mood, like where you are mentally. So if I'm depressed or if I'm not having a good day, obviously I'm going to feel like shit about my body because my body, how I feel about my body is a reflection of what is going on underneath, which took me years to understand.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that gives you so much freedom when you realize, oh, I feel disgusting or I'm judging myself today. I feel like I look disgusting. But it's not actually because I look disgusting. It's because I feel blank.
Mm-hmm.
It's and you're able to pinpoint.
I feel lazy. I feel unaccomplished. I feel stupid.
Yeah.
You're feeling a lacking in another area.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm feeling not confident in my being.
Yeah. So it's basically like you're projecting that onto your body. And it's crazy how much your mental state controls like.
Yeah.
How you actually see your body.
Yeah. Well, you guys will be happy to know that I have recontacted my therapist.
Oh, wow.
I'm getting back in because thank you. So I reached out to my tried and trusted guy to just get a session, you know, in the books while I figure out something else.
Yeah,
down
just
the
get
line.
The ball rolling. Because yeah. You didn't hate this person. It's just.
No, I was just feeling, as I said, a little unheard. But I think I could also use my language a little better to talk about like what I need to be talking about. And I do think I would benefit from seeing a female practitioner.
Oh, interesting.
So. Yeah, no, he is great, but I'm very happy about getting back on the horse because.
Have you only seen male therapists, or have you seen male and female?
No, I've run the gamut.
Okay, because I've only ever seen women,
mm-hmm.
and I actually started thinking it might be beneficial to see a male therapist for me because of how I can't talk to boys. Mm. Like, I think that might actually help me get better at relating to men.
I don't know if you need to make your safe space a place of growth in any other direction besides your, like, do you know what I mean?
I see what you mean. Yeah.
It, like, might be clouding the work that you're there to do.
Right. Like, it would, I would be weighed down by too many different expectations.
I think so.
That's a good point. Maybe, yeah. Maybe I'll just stick with the girls.
I want to shout out one of our DSTers who sent Emily and I a list of resources.
So helpful.
For therapy, specifically with ED recovery. And I'd love to share that list because it's a good list. Maybe we could put it on the Instagram or something.
Yeah, we'll figure something out. But yeah. that was actually so helpful.
And it was really kind.
So kind. Thank you so much.
Finally, we just wanted to talk about listener submitted tips for listening to your body when it comes to any type of exercise, whether it's a non-workout workout or a workout workout. One is, if it starts to feel miserable, step away and assess.
Yeah, like physically painful or emotionally painful.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever is happening, you can take a break. Next one. If the muscle you're working out hurts, that's good. If it hurts somewhere else, stop.
That makes sense.
Yeah, okay, but let's clarify. Hurting, I would say the muscle should feel tense, mm-hmm. and it could feel uncomfortable, but pain should be alarming.
Right. This one is stretch in bed in the morning to see how your body is feeling before starting your day. I love that.
Work out for 10 minutes. If it feels good, keep going. If not, stop, guilt-free. Yes, easier said than done, but if you just force yourself to do that, like I will do that sometimes. If I'm not sure if I want to do a full workout, I'll go to the gym. And if after 20 minutes I'm feeling just not in the zone,
That's enough.
I give myself total permission to leave.
Yeah.
And you would think that that would make you lazy, but it really doesn't. Mm-hmm. It really doesn't. Once you do it, it's like, you'll find yourself thinking, I could actually go longer. And you might even go longer than you even thought you would. So try it.
This person said, I stopped setting a time and distance goal for my runs when it's no longer fun. I stop.
Love that.
Obsessed.
I think the general theme of all of these so far is, if you're not having fun, stop.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, why not? You don't need to torture yourself for no reason. No one's paying you to go to the gym, okay? Even if you've been able to do a certain workout before, remember that every day is different.
Factual. Yeah.
Facts. Especially for women, we have a monthly cycle and we have different energy levels throughout the month.
Prioritize consistency. This person says, if you're not feeling a hard workout, do something easy instead and still feel good.
Yeah. That's a good one, actually. Like, you don't have to go to Barry's if you're not feeling up to Barry's. You can just go for a walk.
This person said they think, will 50-year-old me benefit or suffer from this?
Oh,
that's a really
good one.
Yeah, great mindset.
Yeah, because if you're doing something just for the aesthetic and maybe you don't have the best form or something, that could potentially actually hurt you in your older age. And then similarly, like certain things like working out your back, working, like improving your posture, mm-hmm. these things will help you mm-hmm. in
stretching, making sure that you don't lock up
mm-hmm.
and low impact stuff.
You'll be more mobile as an older person.
Yeah. If you do it with longevity in mind, I really like that because you're not working on your body right now. You're working on it in the future.
Yeah. And your overall quality of life mm-hmm. too. Learn the difference between mental and physical fatigue and the difference between tension and pain. Yeah, that mm-hmm. we were saying that earlier. Tension is okay. Pain should be a signal to stop and reassess.
Yeah. I love all these tips. I love all of these non-workout workouts. If you guys have other non-workout workouts that you want to submit, please DM us.
Yeah, anytime, day or night.
Mm-hmm.
I'm around.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of these workouts are very joyous, too. So however you need to move, just get up and go.
Yeah.
You guys, that's it for today's episode. Be sure to send your questions to dst@betches.com to get them answered. And follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram.
If you liked this episode, please write us a review. And don't forget to check out our DST merch on shop.betches.com. Rate, review, subscribe. And of course, follow me at Lubination.
Follow me at Remy Casimir. And we are always with you
through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Pico, and Aliza Zinn. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Aliza Zinn. Guest booking by Allie Friedlander.
Be sure to follow Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com or your voicemails to 212-287-5650.
Thank you to our partner, Impossible Foods. Some people say we would be better off if we ate less meat, which is why Impossible Foods made delicious and nutrient-packed meat from plants. So you can eat more meat, like home-style meatballs, hot dogs, chicken nuggets, and so much more, all made from plants. Impossible creates delicious meat from plants that's better for the planet, so everyone can eat more of it. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches.